Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Another pleasure today to hear about a ministry that's making a huge impact into the lives of women. I want to let you hear from the executive director for Redemption House in Fort Wayne, Tommy Carden. She's the one behind this. And Tommy, I'm so glad that we can maybe bring this to surface for some people that might not know what Redemption House is. Can you help us understand your mission?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melissa, for having me. It's an honor to be on with you. Redemption House is a transition home for women. Yes. We serve specifically as an alternative to incarceration. Okay. So women are court-ordered to live in our homes in an effort to gain some life skills, to help overcome and address their addiction issues, some past trauma, things in their family that have caused devastation and challenges. And really, we just create an environment for God to do some incredible work in restoring lives, families, and women and their health.
This is beautiful that you can share your faith. You know, we can talk about God because He is our strength. He is our healer. And so you get to do that at Redemption House and being faith-based. You probably see a lot of change. What are some of the results you can talk about?
Our results have been incredible, and we really do give all glory to God. Yeah. We are a faith-based home, so everything that we do is built on Christian principles. Yes. Every volunteer that comes in understands our faith and our belief in God, and real change can only take place through Him. Mm-hmm. We see our women develop a true relationship with God through just the opportunities that are presented to them. Obviously, God is not a God who forces Himself on you, so what we do is create an environment where He can really move and restore and redeem. We attend church together as a home. Aww. We have Bible studies in our house. Nice. We do daily devotions together with volunteers from the community coming in, loving our women unconditionally, demonstrating and showing the love and you know, the will of God to these women. And as a result, we see women coming to Christ. We see women being baptized during their residency at our home.
Amen.
And we see families being put back together. We have women who are regaining custody of their children while they're in our program or shortly after completing our program. We have women going back to school to get their GEDs or their HSEs, the finishing high school, enrolling for continuing education. We see women getting back into the workforce, getting jobs and taking care of their financial responsibilities.
This is great.
It's really incredible.
Yeah, to hear that, it just kind of makes me want to shout. I mean, that's exciting. When you say, I want to help out an organization that is making a difference, this is making a difference. You can hear it, you can see it. And so we want to tell you about a way that you can help out, because there are needs if you're running a home like this. Just briefly, what are some of the things you're collecting coming up October 7th?
Some things that we would love to collect on October 7th include things that cost us on a regular basis, being things like food items, so any kind of canned good, dry good, cleaning products, tremendous blessing, feminine hygiene products. They're not coming with the things that we would take for granted.
Sure.
Shampoos, conditioners, lotions, you know, hair supplies.
So I know that there's a list of things, and it's the things to run a home and things to live on, things that you and I need is what they're looking for. So on Monday, October 7th, it looks like from noon till 2, you will be at Fred Tenya's at Park West Shopping Center on Jefferson Boulevard. Everything you need to know about Redemption House and how to help out that day on October 7th is on my Conversations link right now. So we encourage you to go there. And thanks, Tommy, again, for what you do at Redemption House. It's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.